This is Psalm 58.
The mighty God, the Lord, has spoken and it called the earth from rising of the sun to where it has its fall.
From
Zion's holy hill, perfection's high abode, of matchless beauty even thence, in glory shineth God. Our God shall surely come, keep silence shall not he. Before him fire shall waste great storms, shall round about him be. And to the heavens above he sendeth forth his call, and also to the earth that he may judge his people all. Together let my saints before me gather be, those that by sacrifice have made a covenant with me. Then shall the heavens declare his righteousness abroad, because he only is the judge, in none is judged but God.
This is Psalm 50b.
O ye my people, hear, I'll speak and testify against thee, O thou Israel, for God thy God am I. For sacrifices I no blame will on thee lay, nor for burnt offerings of thine before me every day. I'll take no calf nor goat from house or fold of thine, for cattle on a thousand hills and all wild beasts are mine. The birds of mountains great are all to me well known. The beasts that roam the field untamed, they too are all my own. And if I hungry were, because the world with all its wealth belongeth unto me. Will I eat flesh of bulls, or goat's blood drink will I? Thanksgiving offer thou and pay thy vows to God Most High. And do thou call on me when troublous days draw nigh,
Psalm 50c.
But to the wicked man, saith God, how dost thou dare to take my covenant in thy mouth, my statutes to declare? Since thou dost even hate the warnings thou hast heard, and thou hast thrown behind thy back the teachings of my word. Now gravest thy consent when thou a thief hast seen, and with the vile adulterer thou hast partaker been. Thy mouth to ill is given, thy tongue deceit doth frame. Thou dost against thy brother speak, thy mother's son defame. Because I silence kept while thou these things hast wrought, that I was wholly like thyself has been thy very thought. Yet I will be reproved and set before thine eyes, arrayed in order thy misdeeds and thy iniquities. Now ye that God forget, consider this with care, lest I, when there is none to save, should you in pieces tear. He honors me who brings the sacrifice of praise. How God's salvation show to him who orders right his ways.
This is Psalm 51a.
O God, according to thy grace, be merciful to me. In thy abounding love, blot out all my iniquity. O wash me wholly from my guilt, and make me clean within. For my transgressions I confess, I ever see my sin. Against thee only have I sinned, an evil in thy sight. So in thy judgments thou art just, and in thy sentence right. Behold, in evil I was formed, conceived and born in sin. But thou wilt make me wise in heart, thou seekest truth within. Do thou with hyssop sprinkle me, I shall be clean and low. When thou hast washed me, then I shall be whiter than the snow. Of gladness and of joyfulness, make me to hear the voice that saw me
is Psalm 51b.
All my iniquities blot out, my sins hide from thy view. Create in me a spirit bright, O God, my heart renew. O from thy presence cast me not, thy face no more to see.
Sins before me rise,
alone. In thy sight this evil done, that thy judgment may be clear, and thy sentence just appear. Lo, brought forth was I in sin, when conceived I was unclean. Lord, thou dost desire to find truth sincere within the mind, and thou wilt within my heart wisdom unto me impart. Then with hyssop sprinkle me, and from sin I clean shall be. Wash me from its stain, and lo, I shall whiter be than snow. Make me hear joy's cheering voice, make my broken bones rejoice.
This is Psalm 51E.
From my sins hide thou thy face, my iniquities erase. O my God, renew my heart, and a spirit right impart. Cast me not away from thee, nor thy spirit take from me. Give salvation's joy again, and a willing mind sustain. Then thy perfect ways I'll show, that transgressors may then know. They converted then shall be, sinners shall be turned to thee. Free me from the guilt of blood, God of my salvation, God. Then with joy my tongue shall raise songs thy righteousness to praise. Open thou my lips, O Lord, then my mouth shall praise accord.
This is Psalm 51F.
Sacrifice thou wilt not take, else would I the offering make. Offerings burnt bring no delight, but a broken heart contrite. God's accepted sacrifice thou, O God, will not despise. Prosper Zion in thy grace, Salem's broken walls replace. Then shall sacrifices right, O burnt offerings be delight. So will men their vows to pay. O Lord, on thy altar lay.
This is Psalm 52A.
Why boast yourself, O mighty man, of evil and of wrong? The loving kindness of our God is present all day long. You with your subtle tongue have planned destruction to complete. Your tongue, a sharpened razor, is a worker of deceit. You cherish evil more than good, and falsehood more than right. You cherish all devouring words, O tongue which lies delight. Forever God will pull you down, will seize you with his hand, will tear you from your dwelling place, uproot you from the land. The righteous will behold and fear, will laugh at him and say, behold the man who would not make our God his strength and stay. This is the man who placed his trust in wealth's abundant store, and in the evil he desired, confirmed himself the more. But I within the house of God am like an olive tree, and in the steadfast love of God my trust shall ever be. Forever I will give thee thanks, what thou hast done proclaim, in presence of thy godly ones I'll wait on thy good name.
This is Psalm 52b.
Mighty man, why boast in evil? All the day is God's great mercy. You plot mischief with your tongue, razors sharp to work deceit. You love evil more than goodness, lying more than truthful speaking. You love all devouring words, O you sharp, deceitful tongue. God will break you down forever. He will pluck you from your dwelling. He will lift you by your roots from the land of living men. Just men see with awe exclaiming, this man made not God his refuge, trusted his abundant wealth, strong in what destruction brought. But in God's house I am growing, like a green tree bearing olives, in the steadfast love of God I am trusting evermore. I will give you thanks forever, for I know that you have done this, and I'll hope in your good name, waiting with your godly ones.
This is Psalm 53.
There is no God has said, the foolish in his heart, corrupt are they, their works are vile, they all from good depart. Upon the sons of men, man. God looked from heaven abroad to see if any understood, if any sought for God. Together all are vile, they all are backward gone, and there is none that doeth good, no, not so much as one. Had men that evil were, no knowledge gained at all, who eat my people as their bread, and on God do not call. Great terror on them came, and they were much dismayed, although there was no cause why they should be at all afraid. His bones do they besiege, God hath dispersed abroad. Thou hast them put to shame because they were despised.